It's that time of the year where sniffles come in clear. But don't worry, I've got something for you.
Mama, I heard that Telfast can work fast.
I know, that's right.
It'll help you calm your allergies, trust me.
I wanna breathe easy.
You wanna breathe easy. Let's make those everyday moments simple for you.
Actually, Mama, who told you all about this?
Telfast Talks, baby.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the very first episode of Telfast Talks. I am your host, Hungani Ndlovu, and as you know, I do not walk alone. I walk with a very beautiful, amazing, intelligent woman next to me. Her name is Stephanie Ndlovu.
Hey guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to unpack something that affects all of us in one way or another, right? And that is allergies. Yes, you know, the scratchy throat, the itchy eyes, the nonstop sneezing, those allergies.
So if you struggle with allergies personally, like I do, or maybe you're a parent like we are, and you know, you've got a little one that struggles, then you know that the drama doubles up. But today we've got some good stories, real solutions, and a whole lot of heart with an amazing panelist of guests.
Yes, so we are joined by three phenomenal women who are just navigating life, motherhood, and allergies, and they are doing such an amazing job at doing that. So welcome and thank you for being here, ladies.
Starting off right next to you, Steph, we've got a stylish fashion and lifestyle content creator, also a supermom, Babalwa Mqaqiso. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, and hello to everyone. Super excited to be having this conversation with you all today.
Oh. And right next to her, we have the beautiful, glowing mama and actress, Lesego Kosa. Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you, guys. I'm so honored and so excited to be part of this important conversation. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Look at that smile. I'm happy to be here. Last but not least, I need to read this one because she's essentially a powerhouse, a performer, a speaker, entrepreneur. You know, some call her an all-round inspiring mom. Danielle Steinfart, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, guys, thank you for having me. No pressure, right? No pressure. This is so exciting, and I'm super excited to jump right into this conversation with you girls.
Yes.
And so, you.
And you. So let's do exactly that and jump right into it, starting with you, Babalwa, because you've been suffering from allergies for what? For as long as you can remember? Yeah.
I've been suffering with allergies, if I actually think about it now, for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Which it's like a long time, more than a decade, guys. I started suffering when I moved to Cape Town. I was between grade 10, grade 11. In 2010, it was a random day after school, walking home, you know, and it was windy. You know, for those of you that are from Cape Town, it can get extremely windy sometimes. I was just itching, you know, my scratchy nose, the eyes. And then I went home. I thought, you know, maybe it's just something that's going to pass by. Went home, slept, woke up the next day, still suffering. And then I realized that I'm actually also sneezing and coughing. So I was like, I wonder what's wrong. Maybe I'm coming down with a cold. Went to the pharmacy and then I told them my symptoms. I was like, guys, I think I'm coming down with a cold. Please give me flu or cold medication. Mm. Got the medication, started taking it. A week went by and I was still feeling the same way.
Yeah,
so I was like, you know what? Let me actually just go to the doctor, you know, because this is not going away. And it's not healthy taking flu meds like prolonged. Mm. You know, it can get really unhealthy. Went to the doctor. And then the doctor looked at all my symptoms and then he was like, you're actually suffering from allergies. Mm. And it was like, ding, 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 you know, light bulb moment. And you have been taking the wrong meds. You know, we need to prescribe you something for like antihistamines and you need to manage this. And then I realized actually that I got allergies from my mom, who is also an allergy sufferer.
Wow.
But with having that being said, guys, I started taking the antihistamines, but I realized that they're not really making me fine completely, uh-huh. because I would take the tablets and then I would just feel so groggy and so tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was taking away the symptoms of sneezing and scratchy nose, scratchy throat and ears, but still feeling groggy and not being productive until I did the right research and then I came across Telfast, which is amazing because it offers me up to 24-hour relief without being drowsy. Wow. Can you believe it? So that's when my life really did change for the better, you know, as an allergy sufferer, for having it passed down genetically from my mom.
Like, I didn't know that. Like, this is, like, you guys, you're educating me right now. How crazy is that? Because obviously my daughter's adopted. I mean, most people know that. So I would never know what is happening, you know, with her biological mom. I like to call her tummy mommy. And that's so interesting that it can actually be passed over from one generation to another.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's stay on this passing down. Lesego, you've got a little one similar to Steph and I.
Yeah.
What was it like dealing with allergies with your daughter for the first time?
Listen, to be honest, I myself am blessed to have not suffered ever in my life with allergies.
So we blame hubby.
Yes, 100%, okay? 100%. And when it was just him, it was just fine because, you know, he can do it himself. He can, you know, deal with the thing. You understand? But then, guys, when my daughter had her first allergic reaction, I honestly did not know what to do. Like, I was overwhelmed. I just was clueless. And I remember she had a doctor's visit soon because she was supposed to get her vaccination. And we went into the doctor's office and he was just like, you know what? She's having an allergic reaction. And a suspicion form is best for kids. And he was like, Telfast is the best thing that you can give your baby. And I also didn't know that adults could take it. Like, also my husband who suffers from allergies, and thank you guys for telling me that it's not me, it's him, okay? It's not me, it's him. So it was great to get Telfast for my baby and my husband, you know, like, and with the right dosing and the 24-hour relief, we're not constantly, like, chasing symptoms and stuff like that. So it really was a relief for my family and not just my child, you know, my husband as well, you know, because we have the 120 milligrams for hay fever and 180 milligrams for hay fever and hives. So, girls.
And I'm sure it's very important that you make sure that wherever she goes and visits or spends time, you have Telfast ready. Because you know, those allergies be creeping up.
And she goes to her gran a lot. Yes. So we have one at her gran's. We have one at our house. Yes. We have one at her other gran's place. And we have one that we always pack for vacation, guys. Yes. Because you'll never know where you really go, you know, and what's around the place you go visit.
100%. Danielle, you were talking just earlier about Zinzi, right? And the fact that JP, his symptoms, you know, they show up in a different way. But with her, we know, you know, she's your whole world, and we know that, you know, you love her very much. But how, what was it like, you know, getting her allergies noticing her allergies at first?
It was the craziest story, and I never thought I would have to deal with this.
Yeah.
It's like you just said, like your daughter, you know, like you want to just take all of that pain on yourself and you just want to fix it, you know, and sometimes you just can't. But Zinzi was actually going to an incredible school with an incredible educator, and we loved everything about that school. And during a certain season change, she started showing symptoms.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that it was allergies because my husband has a certain way of being affected when he gets into his high season. That's what we call it at home. And it didn't look the same for Zinzi. So her eyes were it was swollen, it was red, it was itchy.
Yeah.
She was miserable. She would be very moody. It was just horrible. And we didn't know what was going on. So we also took her to the doctor and he explained, no, this is allergies. And I like that you said we had to manage it, because guys, it's not something you just fix. It's really something you have to manage. It becomes part of your life. And gave her medication, and although it did fix some of the symptoms, she was drowsy all the time. Now imagine sending a 3-4-year-old to school drowsy. Like, she's not going to learn anything. She is miserable. She's again still moody. It was just, she was irritated all the time. You guys know how a tired child is.
And it broke my heart because this isn't the Zinzi that I know. Mm-hmm. She's like a real diva, you know. And this wasn't the diva that I'm used to. And we realized it was a specific flower that came into bloom in a specific time of the year that caused this allergy. And it was actually at the entrance of the school.
Wow.
So we had to make a really hard decision to take her out of school.
Sure.
Because we couldn't have a tired child going to school every single day. Yeah. And you guys know how hard it is to find a good school.
Yeah.
Literally takes you months to find the right school. And here we had to take her out of this incredible school because the quality of life was not great. And took her out of school and then, ding, 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 finally found Telfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was such a no-brainer because it changed everything. Mm-hmm. Not only did it take away her symptoms, she wasn't tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't tired. This is a second-generation allergy medication. Mm. And JP started using it as well, and it really just changed our lives. Like literally the way our routine would start at home changed. Yeah. And the quality of life was so just improved.
No, but did Zinzi go back to the school?
So Zinzi went back to her old school and loved the teacher. Everybody was so excited to see her. And my child is just flourishing, flourishing.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. What a story.
Yeah.
Crazy,
having
right?
to leave school.
Yeah.
Ladies, you all do so much. You know, you're jugglers, or maybe I should say you're jack of all trades, right? I mean, from content creation to motherhood to your careers, how do you deal with allergy management?
Sure. I think what's important is to highlight what you've just said, management, you know, because when you're dealing with allergies, you have to consider the fact that it's something that doesn't go away. Mm. It's like managing any chronic thing, you know, you have to take your medication. Otherwise, you really won't get the necessary help that you need.
Sure.
So managing it and knowing when to take your meds so that you have a productive day. You know, I work in front of the camera most of the time. And if I don't take my meds, I know that I will be with my makeup in front of the camera, scratching my eyes, sneezing, and it will just be messy, you know. And with being a self-employed, you know, I can't have any sick days off.
So no work, no pay.
Literally no work, no pay. I can't call a client and be like, sorry, I can't shoot this campaign, I'm off sick. They literally will go find someone else. So being in good health, you know, for me is like one of the most important things, which means that I need to find the right medication. Also being a mom, what I put into my body is actually very important because I've got kids, you know, I'm trying to live a long life and I'm trying to be healthy and to sustain my health for a long term. So finding the right medication was so important. Doing the research, you know, finding meds that are paraben free, healthy, so that whatever I'm putting into my body is not taking away the symptoms and giving me something else, you know. And also, I love being outside, you guys. I love being in nature. Same applies with my boys. Like, my youngest is also quite an avid allergy sufferer. So it really pained my heart seeing him that when he's playing soccer outside in the grass, you know, he's scratching and sneezing hysterically. So it was actually so amazing now that I know that he can go out and just play freely. We obviously manage the medication intake by making sure that before we go to bed the night before, we'll take our meds so that when we wake up in the morning, we have a peaceful rest in the evening. We wake up in the morning and we're good to go, you know. We can do everything that we need. So even the past few years, guys, I've missed birthday celebrations. Like, my husband planned a birthday celebration for me, and at the time, the reason why I still was suffering was because I was not managing my allergy. I knew that I was a sufferer, but I wasn't avidly taking my meds. Like, I knew that about Telfast, I knew that it offers me up to 24-hour relief, but the management was not there, meaning that that if I'm exposed to an area that has high pollen, I will be triggered because I'm not actively managing my allergies. So it's
and you mentioned,
very important thing.
I mean, you mentioned productivity, and I think that the non-drowsy element is definitely a game changer, because now, like you're saying, we're all content creators. We lead busy lives, you know, and so you want to be able to take something that allows you to still be able to show up for work, for your kids, for your family. So I think for me, that's one that's really been.
But can you guys imagine phoning a client and going, listen, I can't come in, I've got allergies.
I mean, I don't even know that they'll take you seriously. You know?
And it is actually a serious thing. Yes. Yeah. But the rest of the world, especially if you don't suffer from it, you don't think it's a serious condition.
Yeah. Exactly. Like us, right?
Yes. We don't know. We only know now. Yes. Our daughters and obviously our husbands struggle with it.
Struggle, yeah. I think also managing it... in my house, especially, because like I have a kid who's very social. She loves to play. She loves to do all of these things. And now that she's also in school, I found that as soon as she gets home, it is very vital for us to wash her clothes, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, pollen and dust, they cling onto fabric, as if it's their job. So for me, I found it very, very much easier to manage that. It decreases symptoms.
Yeah.
It also just helps the baby go out the next day. Whatever she wears, she knows she's good at school. Because, you know, at school, they can call you, hey?
Yeah.
To say, come pick up your child.
Come pick your child.
You understand?
You can't be dealing.
No. So you want your child to have a full quality life and experience what everyone also experiences, because also you can't run away from the cat in the estate in their name. You know, there's always a cat, you know, so you honestly need, sometimes it's also better to say, oh, I know that it's coming, so let me just give her a dose quickly before.
I think that speaks to, you know, being in control and, you know, taking charge of the things you are able to control, because there are factors that you can't control, like the neighbor's cat and those kinds of things, or change of season. How are you going to control the change of season, you know? But I think for me is also trying to figure out, is this an allergy or is it something else, you know, like trying to distinguish when I have a flare up, like, am I, is this an allergy or is my body trying to tell me something else? I don't know if that speaks to any
We struggled with that, like, with Zinzi, we didn't know, was this actually an allergy or was this something else? Guys, her eyes looked so bad. I wish I could actually just pop up a photo right here and show you guys, because it is sad. It was sad looking at my daughter's eyes, because, you know, like, life is in your eyes. It's like a window to your soul kind of thing. And these eyes were so sad, you know? And we didn't know that it was allergies, because also with my husband, his symptoms were different. To my daughter's. And so we didn't know. But I find it so interesting that you mentioned about your birthday. Was it specifically every year around your birthday?
So the high pollen count in the country is around spring. You know, and my birthday is in October.
What? Mine too.
Okay, wait. Let's figure this out. When's your birthday in October?
Mine's on the 28th.
Never.
Yeah, mine as well.
No, you're joking.
I'm the 29th.
Oh, you're 20.
Okay, I'll get a
well, I'm the 8th. I'm the 19th of June.
Well, we're sorry that it's not in October. October babies in the house.
Yeah, I love it, guys.
I just wanted to touch on something you mentioned earlier on, Lesego. Do you feel like the quality of sleep for your daughter improved once you found the right medication?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think because Telfast also offers like a symptom control, it helped with better sleep quality. I don't want to lie. And especially on days where you are sleep training and your kid is suffering from allergies, I think it just helped my baby, because she's also a very clingy baby.
Okay.
So yeah, I definitely got a better sleep quality.
What time does she go to sleep?
Guys, I tried.
Are you 7?
I tried 7, guys. Yeah, 7, but now I'm 8.
Okay.
No, we're still,
we're still on 7.
Oh, well done.
I have to say, like, we also struggled with that. And with Telfast, yes, it fixes the symptom. And no, it doesn't make you drowsy.
No.
But your quality of sleep, that's the main thing. Because now they don't have symptoms during the night. So they're not up, you know, complaining about an itchy throat or itchy eyes or snotty nose.
Yeah.
So the quality, and when they wake up in the morning, they lack of people. Yes.
You mentioned earlier on the different milligrams. Is the 180? See, I'm also learning here.
Yeah.
So is the 180 milligram the one for chronic hives and more intense?
So this was the game changer for us, because JP and Zinzi could use the same medication, but just different variations.
Sure.
So Zinzi actually uses the suspension. I'm sure you guys also use that one. And then JP uses the 180 milligram. So you also get the 120 one. Mm. But because his allergies are a little bit more severe, he's on the 180 milligram.
Okay. I take the 120. Yeah. And then for my kids, you know, with the suspension, it's got the syringe.
Yes. Mm.
And it's actually so perfect because you literally just slot it in and you pull it out. It gives you exactly 5 milligrams. Mm. And how they've designed the bottle, it actually fits right on top. So it's not like any other syringe. It's specifically designed for the bottle. There's no spilling.
And you get everything out. Like you can use the very last drop of your Telfast.
Oh, man. That's really why it's so important, I mean, to talk about this stuff, right? Because like people are just out there living their lives with it and not knowing that there's help out there, you know, fast, non-drowsy, effective help. Yeah.
So I think what's really clear as a takeaway here is finding the right product is your game changer.
Yeah.
Is what's important. Because I can imagine that, you know, even if you don't suffer from allergies, but if your family suffers from allergies, in some way or another does end up affecting you, and it can be exhausting and it can be lonely, right? Yeah. But I think if you have the right medication, if you have the right help, then you are on your way to, you know, leading productive lives.
So I guess what I'm gathering is what stands out is actually knowing what works for you and for your family, right? That's what makes the difference.
Yeah.
But then the challenge is actually figuring out if what you're experiencing is an allergy in the first place.
Exactly. Right? Like, are the signs an allergy, or is it a heat rash? Is it, you know, fatigue? Is it stress? But we do know it's definitely your body's way of telling you that something's up.
Yeah. I actually remember there was a time, I don't know if it's TMI, but anyway. So there was a time I was struggling with like my nose, right? And I thought I needed to go to surgery. Don't laugh. I thought I needed to go to surgery. So I went to my GP and I said, listen, there's something going on with my nose. These nasal sprays, all this stuff, it's not working. And I'm struggling to breathe. I even started snoring.
Yep.
So then she referred me to... So my GP referred me to, what's it called? The ENT specialist person. And then they put a camera up my nose.
Sure.
And they did all of these looks and all of these different stuff. And then at the end of it, it was like, dude, like your nose is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But let's do some bloods so that we can see if maybe you have allergies. And I was like, nah, I'm not allergic to anything. Yeah. My list was long.
No.
From grass, two dogs. We have two big dogs at home.
Yeah.
Two cats.
Oh. Yeah.
Dust, mold. Yeah. Like the list is genuinely long, but lo and behold, it was just allergies.
Sure. See, now me changing Zinzi's schools doesn't sound that crazy.
I mean,
no, in retrospect, yeah, people wanting to go for surgery and things wasn't that bad at all. Okay, but fortunately, you know, not all the signs are that dramatic, right? You know. Danelle, what were some of the more subtle signs that you noticed with Zinzi?
So, like, obviously, she had the very severe signs with her eyes, right? But then at times, she would have a very small little rash at a very specific place on her arm.
Okay.
Mm. And it wasn't all the time. It wasn't there, like, all the time. And
yeah.
I couldn't even tell, was it because of grass? Was it because of pollen? Was it... I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm.
And I didn't even know if this was part of the allergies. It was very subtle.
Yeah.
And then I realized, because every time she plays outside at a specific spot with specific grass, she would have the small little rash on her arm.
As mom, we really become detectives, right? Like investigators, right? Because I also went through something similar as well, where she had a rash. And I honestly thought maybe it came from the detergent.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know, as new moms.
We also thought it was a detergent.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And as new moms, we used to wash the clothes when the baby's still new. And then when they get to 18 months, you kind of stop doing that. And you're just, you know. And then I thought that was the problem. And then I was like, okay, change the detergent, wash the clothes all the time.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it turns out it only got flared up when it was triggered by something. And it was definitely not the list of things that I thought of.
But that also takes time, hey, to realize, okay, what is actually triggering the specific symptom? Because the funny thing is some chemicals, like cleaning chemicals and stuff, can actually cause an allergy. It's so difficult to be able to go, okay, this is an allergy or this is a that. Or it's hard.
That's true. What I'm all gathering here is the fact that as moms, we're literally always just playing the guessing game, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we're always just wondering what is going on because our kids don't really know how to express themselves. That, mom, my nose is itchy, my eyes or whatever. Like, with my son, I noticed that his eyes, he was always scratching his eyes. And then I realized that there's actually a tree outside of their TV room that causes the trigger, you know, and the allergy spikes. I literally thought, oh, it's just screen time. He'll be fine. It's because he's watching too much Paw Patrol, you know?
But isn't an allergy.
No more screen time. The solution, no more screen time.
Poor guy. Shame he was still scratching and scratching. And then I realized that there's a tree called the bottle brush right outside of their TV room. And because the windows are opened and stuff,
that was just causing.
I know the tree. It's got like red... things, you know? I actually want
like a bottle
move
brush.
It's literally a bottle brush.
Literally, it is like a bottle brush.
That's so cool.
I think, you know, so it's all good and well, but I think it's great that we're discussing some of these signs and symptoms, right? So now...
I want to play a game quickly.
Okay.
Because you said that, you know, you're playing detective. And so let's see how good you are at guessing.
Okay.
Right? So I'll name or say a symptom, and then you'll say whether it's an allergy or if it's something else. So here's the first one. This should be easy. Constant sneezing.
Allergies.
That was too easy. Okay, wait. Next one. Fatigue and brain fog. And you can't say mommy brain or...
But that is a difficult one because sometimes it is literally mom life and like you said, we have so many different hats that we're wearing and trying to juggle it all. Yeah. And sometimes you really just are tired. But I have to say, like, allergies disrupt the quality of your sleep. Because here you are trying to get down, you know, taking a sleep, but then you've got an itchy throat, itchy eyes, runny nose. So the quality of your sleep really is... a problem. So that could be an allergy.
Or your partner snoring, now you can't sleep.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. Sorry, Nestie.
Secondary problems. Okay, I've got one. Okay. So what about this one? Dry, itchy skin or like small bumps?
Oh, it's hives.
It's hives.
It's hives allergy, guys. I had them and she was so cranky and she used to scratch, and also they scratch their skin, guys, and it's just like now they've, and when it happens at the back, you obviously don't see until you see your child scratching and stuff.
Yes.
So that's why we got Telfast, you know, and it dealt with the itching.
Did she ever get like scabs from scratching?
Zinzi's done that before.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, it is.
Has anyone ever dealt with like the nose?
Oh, yes. Listen. Yeah. Oh, the rubbing of the nose upwards.
Or this one.
Yes, the allergy salute.
Oh, JP does it all the time and I cannot deal with it. It's so crazy. Like,
I think that is probably the most annoying one.
Yes.
You do it so well.
She's got over a decade of experience.
Thank you.
Wait. There's an actual thing called an allergy salute.
Yes. It's a thing, guys.
Goodness.
This is a thing. Okay. Please.
Okay.
So if ever you're somewhere in public and someone does this, you should say, "I see you."
Or just say, "Do you have Telfast?"
Ooh, because it's a no-brainer, guys.
So let's say we, you know, our viewers, you know, say they have some of these signs and they're relating. You know, maybe their kids have some of these signs. What's the next step? Obviously, we like don't panic. You know, want to be calm about it. But what's the next step that they should follow?
Well, definitely speak to your pharmacist and get your hands. This is a joke, like we just made a joke about Telfast, but that is the answer.
Yeah.
Like, get your hands on Telfast.
It is. And you know, that's how I got to Telfast, by speaking to my doctor and my pharmacist. And the suspension was so gentle on the baby. Like, it's because when a baby is a baby, you get really scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's important to realize that the tablets, the one 20 milligrams and the one 80 milligrams, the tablets are actually for 12-year-olds as
well. Oh, yeah.
But we often forget, like, guys, imagine having allergies as a teenager. Yeah. That is not a vibe. Like, and this, that's the age where you want to be cool and, like, everything matters.
Mom, yeah. Don't kiss me.
Yeah, and here you are doing the allergy salute.
Not cool. Not cool at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess then the thing is, once you know, then you can actually plan. You know, then you don't have to do all of the guessing, all of the detective stuff. You can actually be ahead of whatever allergy it might be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's why these conversations are so important.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk about these things. Yeah. And we're actually helping each other. Because, guys, I have learned so much just from hearing your stories.
And of course, if you're still unsure about it, then, again, like you were saying, speak to your pharmacist, speak to your doctor, and make sure they recommend Telfast, like we've been saying.
And you know what they say, right?
What?
From spotting the signs to choosing the right solution, Telfast Talks is here to help you breathe easy.
Wow.
Literally.
It's a no-brainer.
Literally going to be saying it's a no-brainer the whole time.
I love it. All right. So talking about, you know, breathing easy, let's discuss some common triggers.
Mm. Oh, I'll go first. I would say dust, or even like dust mites to be specific. Yeah. You know, in the mattress, the carpets, sometimes the headboard. Mm. We like these headboards. How often do you clean that headboard?
Dude, true. The tip there, I sugar. You know, also like the pet dander. Do you guys know like what?
What's that?
What is that?
It's like fur.
No, not at all. It's like the little flakes that coming from the
like pet dandruff.
Dandruff.
That
you
is
got
disgusting.
It for us humans.
I did not know this.
I know, right? I mean, yes, we love our animals. We truly do. But as soon as my husband comes close to them, then boom, you know, red eyes, runny nose, the works.
Sure.
Yeah, guys. It's serious, this thing, man.
Yeah, it's funny. Zinzi actually wants a cat, but she is so allergic to cats.
Oh,
and I actually thought that she would outgrow this.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, shame, man.
That's so crazy.
It's tough.
I feel like it's always the unexpected things.
It is.
Because I feel like mold, there literally could be a small part in the bathroom or in the house that has mold, and that could literally be a trigger and send you off into a reaction.
And especially in Cape Town, you know, living closer to the coast, and mold is a big thing.
The humidity.
Guys, let's not forget air pollution. Have you ever experienced, like, when you go out into, like, maybe you go to, like, a cabin somewhere in the bush, and then you're looking at the stars at night because you don't get that here in the city. But then when you come back, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes, like, I can literally feel like, the air 100%. Quality is different, you know? And that is a huge trigger. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. You know, we live closer, like, to a busy road, and I didn't know, guys, that traffic fumes could be an allergic trigger. An allergy trigger, 100%. Also, Ankiri, the air now.
The flow is not flowing.
It's not flowing because of pollution and all those things, guys. It's just like, it's not that great, guys. So
that's
people
wild.
Must be aware of the different allergies there are out there.
That's wild. I've heard perfume. Could also be a thing.
Guys,
do you
perfume.
Guys,
even with mine, like sometimes
your
I'm like,
your own.
And then I'm like,
no.
I start sneezing. Or even going into like the shops, guys, and I just smell someone's perfume and then it just sends me off into a sneezing fit.
Yeah.
And then I just can't stop sneezing.
That's crazy. I did not know that about perfumes. Yeah. I do not put on perfume at all. And even when I'm at the gym, like if I'm in a class, guys, please don't put on perfume when you go to the gym. Like,
but what about the person who's your gym crush?
No, we are suffering then. We can't join the class and we have to leave the class.
There's nothing more like, I don't know, I like a guy that smells good. Or even a
and
person.
A girl.
Yeah, like you have to smell good.
Yeah, okay, but like, do I smell good naturally? Or like...
Listen, you have to do what you got to do.
Another one I think is actually scented candles, right?
What?
Yeah, unexpected, sneaky, but scented candles can also give.
With the show of hands,
reaction.
Who here has scented candles at home?
Yeah, definitely me. Yeah.
And I love them.
We love them.
We love them so much, especially ladies. We love scented candles, right?
Oh, guys, We also needed to get like an air purifier because I know it's fancy. I know it's fancy. But honestly, it was a game changer during spring, guys. Like, it really just made everything better, man. Yeah.
Sure. I went into like full mom detective mode where I was literally like stalking my kids, trying to find out like what are they doing? What are their triggers? Like following them around to understand like what exactly is the trigger, you know? Because for me as an adult, I can easily identify, okay, this is what's happening. But I think the amazing thing for me now is the fact that my boys are much older, like 5 and 6. So they can vocalize and say, this is what happened, you know, and say, mommy, I was doing X, Y, and Z. Then I can preempt there and say, before you go to this area, like if you're going to be playing sport, let's take a preventative measure because you're going to be exposed to an area where you're going to be triggered. So they remember to say, mommy, I've got soccer today, or I've got rugby today. And remember to give me Telfast, and then we'll give them in the morning, the time, you know, before they actually are exposed to the area. And which is amazing because at least now they can vocalize their feelings and express. Which is great because, I mean, you don't have to wait to be reactive. You know that you are allergic. So rather prevent it before even spring comes. You know that it's coming. Let's work on managing and preventing the reaction from happening instead of having
you
a reactive
You are the perfect person to be a mommy investigator because you you also struggle with allergies, you know. So I think you are very, like, you know what they're going through and you can you know what to look out for. That's to me is beautiful. We also actually Zindy recently turned 5 and all she wanted for her birthday was to redo her bedroom. And so we redid the whole bedroom and we actually used this time to see what can we take out. So like thick curtains. To got the thick curtains. Unnecessary pillows.
So she doesn't have blackout curtains anymore?
Listen. We now have blackout blinds. And I think, but the nice thing about Telfast is it's not difficult to give it to your children because it tastes really good. It's a raspberry flavor. And also they recently took out parabens. So it's actually good. You know, it's good for your kids to be able to give it to them. And what you mentioned is preventative. It has 24-hour relief. So you can actually give it to them in the morning, even though they're only playing soccer at 3.
Yes, I think what's nice about this new formula is the fact that it's a new and improved formula, meaning that it's paraben-free, it's healthier. So people may notice in the shop that it's slightly different packaging, but it's the exact same product, but a new and improved one, a better one. So that's why how I like to define it, an improved formula.
It's true.
I think for me what's scary is that like all of the different stuff we mentioned are things that many people have in their homes, us included. You know, I mean, pollen, cool, that's outside, but like soft toys, the carpet, the mattress. Like, when last did you deep clean your mattress?
Oh, guys, I have a mother-in-law who comes and cleans.
Shout out to your mother-in-law.
I mean, her child suffers from allergies, so she's also not on my watch. That's why mommy's a great girl.
I think...
I just think we're never going to get out of this. You know, like, it's all around us. We can't just say, okay, I'm going to eliminate this, this, and this, and
but
this.
That's why you need to know. Because then when you know, you can act better. You know? You were going to say?
No, I was just going to, you actually, you know, read my mind. I was going to say, it just seems like, you know, these triggers are everywhere. It's not just about what's outside, but it's also about what's happening inside of your house. And it's most times even things you wouldn't think, you know, could be a trigger, but actually end up being a trigger.
So I guess it's true what they say, knowledge is power. Right?
You know,
because once you know the triggers, then you can actually manage them instead of constantly chasing reactions and wanting to minimize the reactions.
Yes.
And even though there's 1,000 triggers, there's only one solution. Look at that.
Now that deserves a snap. We should actually be ending this right here. Wow, so I guess with a little awareness and support like we've all found, you can totally stay one step ahead, you know, and deal with these allergies when they come.
All right, so we've basically unpacked it all, right? What allergies can look like, what are some of the triggers? Some of them are a bit sneaky and subtle, you know? And also what the signs are, right?
From the laundry detergents. Yay. To the pets, to the air pollution, yeah. To the dust.
To the scented candles.
To the scented candles. I mean, you name them, right? Yeah. For me, I feel like these little allergy triggers are just like lurking in the corners, playing like stealthy missions on us.
Yeah. Absolutely. They are everywhere.
Right?
But I think it gives us peace of mind knowing that if you can identify the pattern, you can actually take charge.
Mm. Yeah. That is so true. I mean, and, you know, finding the right help always counts, you know. I mean, it saves you the trouble of trial and error, mm-hmm. you know. Just self-fast it.
Honestly, for real. And for me personally, I feel like it's about finding what works. Mm-hmm. Because when the kids are uncomfortable, you guys, we all are uncomfortable in the house. So find something that works, and that is definitely Telfast.
Yeah. Yes.
And I absolutely loved how more manageable things got, you know, since we started using Telfast. It definitely ticks the boxes for little ones dealing with hives and all allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And I mean, I think this is probably one of the greatest facts to mention, that it's the only non-drowsy antihistamine that can be used the age of 6 months old for hives. And like you mentioned, if they're uncomfortable and not sleeping at night, and I say this with very firm voice, we are also uncomfortable and not sleeping at night, because now you're nudging each other. Whose turn is it? It's your turn. You go and check.
It's feeling awesome. Like you've been triggered, hey?
I feel very triggered.
But our kids need a good night's rest to have a good quality life. Like for them to be productive at school and everywhere, they need their sleep.
100%. Yeah, because if they sleep better, guys, we also do better. You understand? And plus for me, I think she loves the raspberry flavor, my child. Okay, so when you know when you're giving your kid medication, sometimes they're just like, but Amma can't talk yet. So when you put the thing in her mouth, she goes, I'm like, that's enough. That's enough for the
basically
day.
Saying it tastes like more.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely tastes like more.
I think it's also really great that it's paraben free, right?
Absolutely.
And that just gives us peace of mind about like what we're putting into their little bodies. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
The kids love the raspberry flavor, but did I mention again, you guys, the fact that it's got the syringe that fits onto a bottle just like a glove, you know, and you literally put it in, there are no messiness. And it's not like...
Babalo, are you maybe like slightly OCD?
Oh, no!
Because you're mentioning this again, so I'm feeling like...
But it's perfect because I know exactly what I'm giving my child. Yeah. I literally just slot it in. It fits literally on the bottle like a glove. Wow. Shoop, there goes the 5 milligram.
No brainer. You know exactly what to give.
Exactly.
Well, if you're seeing any signs or struggling with any triggers, it's very clear. The ladies have mentioned it a number of times. Reach out to your doctor or your pharmacist and ask them about Telfast suspension because, well, I don't know about you, but it's relief for everyone in the household.
Yes. And to top that off, adults and kids over 12 can use Telfast tablets as a once daily dose. So you're looking at full cover for the whole family. Isn't that great?
And that is amazing.
Non-drowsy, 24 hours relief.
Yeah.
It's our go-to.
This is where Danielle says, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. But all jokes aside, guys, it really is. It really changed our lives.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's it, right? Yes. That's the end. Yes. That's it from us here at Telfast Talks. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us.
Round of applause for the ladies.
Yes. So much fun.
Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us and the viewers. And thank you to you, the viewers, for tuning in to this episode of Telfast Talks.
Until the next one.
Here's to easy breathing.
And letting your family live allergy-free. So don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss out on the next one.